A new song, Some Days, tells the story of a veteran who feels ambivalent after coming home from war.
Some days I kind of wish I never would have came back.
Some days.
Some days I really feel just like I'm dying inside.
Some days.
Nashville native Ryan Taylor wrote this song. He recorded it with the help of Operation Song. That's a nonprofit based out of Nashville that has sessions in Nashville, Murfreesboro, and Chattanooga, where they help veterans through therapeutic songwriting. Most of these sessions are country music, which is something that Taylor certainly grew up listening to, but he also listened to rap, and this is quite possibly the first rap song that they've ever recorded. Ryan Taylor tells us his story.
My drill sergeant one time told me, said, I'm going to break you. I said, I've been broken so many years before I ever got here, sir. I was homeless. I didn't have too many options. I had made a lot of mistakes in life, but I had kids at this time, and I was trying to not make mistakes anymore. I grew up poor, grew up in rough areas, and, you know, my dad, he was a veteran from Vietnam who suffered from PTSD, but they didn't know about PTSD back then. You know, my mom was a survivor of many of her own issues. Growing up was not easy, and then being on the streets wasn't easy. I got charged with four felonies one time. I definitely hung around with the wrong people. Whoever would take me in, I allowed it. I was looking for family. The Army, they that became my new family. The family that I'd always been looking for. There were three forces, the main three Al-Qaeda forces that were in Iraq when I went there, we eliminated all three of them. Scary going up against an enemy that wants to die. I mean, how do you fight that? You start losing your sleep over there. Like, that's where it all begins, you know, because you're alert constantly. You hear that mortar round just went off. How close was it? Are they walking them into us? You start staying awake at night, and so to drown out the sounds, we would start, you know, tapping on our footlockers, and we would start just like freestyle rapping, you know. And some of us all of a sudden was like, hey, you know, we're making some pretty good songs here. I mean, we would just sit back and write music at night till 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And the tents next to us would come over and go, can you guys keep it down with all this rap stuff? Because, you know, we're trying to sleep.
I lay awake at night because it's scary what I dream about. The things that I have seen, people usually only read about. I'm feeling out of place, and man, I just can't understand it. I lost myself somewhere ever since halfway across the planet.
I'd have stayed in forever. I really never wanted to leave. Like, it was where I was going to stay for the rest of my life, you know. And they told me otherwise because of my injuries, that I had to come on home. I've lost my lung and traumatic brain injury, and, you know, so they told me I had to come out. When I came back home, I had feelings, and I didn't know how to deal with them. So I dealt with them through alcohol. I dealt with them through taking pills. I felt like other men should have been here and not me. Some men that were better than me, I felt. Better men, better heroes, stronger, didn't make it back. I felt like they had more to offer the world than I did. You know, there was a situation I was in while my friend was dying in front of me. And I listened to him as he took his last breath. Shot through the, right up by his collarbone. The guy was in a palm tree, shot down, AK-47 round. Missed his flak vest and right down into his heart. And I listened to him try to live while I had to fight. And others ran. And they did what they thought they were supposed to do. They didn't realize that there was a man down until he was already gone. They weren't cowards by any means, you know. They were some of the best men in the world. But knowing what I knew, I couldn't leave my man. So I was stuck in the middle of it. They couldn't return fire because they were behind me and they couldn't shoot in my direction. So I had to fight them off by myself. 48 men. Air support came and wiped them out. They made made two passes over them and wiped them out. They were so close to me, I could see them all blowing up. I could watch them all die. I'm not trying to get too emotional. You wish that you didn't come back, because that's where you are forever now. It's like you, even though my physical self came back, my mental self will stay stuck there forever. Your brothers are over there fighting, dying, and you wish that it was you over there fighting and dying instead of them. You know, I used to have these thoughts of just ending it all. I used to stick a gun to my head, and I would try to make deals with God. I grew up believing that, and I don't know how much that this is true anymore, but I used to believe that if you killed yourself, you automatically went to hell. So I used to make a deal with God that, hey, you know what I've been through already, so can you just cut me some slack and let me go ahead and end it, and you don't send me to hell. I'd put my hand on the Bible and almost test them, like, if I'm touching your Bible when I die, do I still get to go to heaven? And I called the Veterans Crisis Hotline and told them how I was feeling. The question I was asked was, how many of your men that didn't make it back would trade with you right now to have life? And I said every one of them would. I know one for sure because I listened to him try to live. And he would have loved to live. So I'd never put a gun in my head ever again. And I never will ever again. And I didn't know any other way to deal. So I wrote what I'm going through. And turned out to be a song. Turned out to be my song. It's just kind of my therapy.
I'm trying to find my mind, but now I'm guessing it's gone so long to the man that I used to be. My mama's scared to come around cause she ain't used to me. And you should see a couple of things that I have seen that maybe understand the reasons why I act so mean. Cause I was trained to kill, a man forced to fight. I had to lose my kids when I divorced the wife. So I just sit around feeling all alone. How I just wish the old me would come back home. Some days I tip the bottle listening to the same track. Some days I kind of wish I never would have came back.
Someday. I went to this Operation Song in Murfreesboro at the VA. And they were in there trying to teach veterans how to write songs and trying to help them write their stories and whatnot. And I said, I have a song that I've written that I'd like to read to you. I said, but it's a rap song. All the Vietnam guys that were sitting around the table, we're kind of like looking at each other like, oh man, like this dude's going to do a rap song in here. Like, come on, man. And, you know, cause they're like, we hate this kind of music. And so I read the words. I said, I'd like for just to read the words, but I couldn't get through reading the whole thing without crying. I finished reading the song. When I looked up, all the vets in there were crying as well. And the more people that I started to let hear the song, even my father, my Vietnam veteran father who hates rap, grew up in the Ozark Mountains, you know, had to go get his own water, outhouse kind of hillbilly, can't stand rap, listens to the song and said, after I heard that song, I went to church. I said, wow. He goes, and on the way home, bought me a fifth of whiskey. He said, it gave me a lot of emotions. And, you know, but now currently goes to church full time now and says that song took him down a path. He said that's also his story. And now we've bonded in a way that we've never bonded before. Like he understands that we've both been to war, that we both have the same story, that we both have been forged, that we're not only father and son now, but we're brothers for life.
That was Ryan Taylor talking about his song Some Days. He recorded it with Operation Song. That's a Nashville-based nonprofit that helps veterans through weekly therapeutic songwriting sessions in Nashville, Chattanooga, and around Tennessee. You can hear the complete version of Ryan Taylor's song Some Days at WUTC.org. And for WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.